Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the U.S. Senate bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act would increase the number of people without health insurance by 22 million by 2026, a figure that is only slightly lower than the 23 million more uninsured that the House version would create. Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, of course, came out with its report, and as the Times reports this morning, may put this Senate health bill in peril.
That's right, David. In fact, there are a number of legislators, senators, who are saying that they can't proceed with the move forward. They have to vote to bring the whole thing forward. And people like Susan Collins and others are saying that as it stands now, it's unacceptable. But of course, they recognize, and I've made this point before, that if they don't bring it forward and if they don't vote for this, there is going to be a sense on many of their parts that they are endangering their majority in the Senate. And right now, there are those who are opposing the way forward based on the sense that their state or their governor are telling them not to do it. So governors, for example, in some Republican states are heavily dependent on the Medicaid funding that the bill brings. And they are telling their senators, you can't vote for this thing. It's a real stinker. Now, in addition, the American people don't want it. That's clear. The House of Representatives attempted this, and it is clear there's too much conflict to move forward with it. Nevertheless, Mitch McConnell wants it done, and he's got lots of money that he can give out to various senators to ameliorate all of this. I mean, here in New York State, Governor Cuomo is furious at Representative Faso and Representative Collins because they put in an amendment to the bill that says that the counties don't have to pay for Medicaid. It will all go to the state, which, of course, will break the state budget. The governor, for his part, says, well, no, if you do that, people's tax bills will go up on the state level. But of course, theoretically, they should go down on the county level. So who knows? In any case, this is one big stewing cauldron in which lots of people have tried to put something into the soup and can't quite figure out whether it's in their self-interest or not to do so.
Meantime, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a part of the president's refugee and travel ban can go into effect while agreeing to hear the constitutional merits of the entire ban this fall.
I like to think of myself sitting around there in a long black robe trying to figure out how to split the baby like Solomon would, you know, to make this right. So what they come up with is a plan in which basically they say, okay, if you're from those Muslim countries and you have nothing to do with anything in the United States, if you're not a student, if you don't have a medical appointment, any of that stuff, then you can't come in. But if you have any of those things, if you have family, if you have a job, if you've been accepted to a university, then you can come in. Sounds to me like a pretty interesting way of doing it to protect themselves. I mean, it's very hard to argue with it because the president does have certain powers. But the court, I think, has given a fairly substantial victory to those people who are not in favor of this ban by saying, if you have any kind of connection, you're in. Sounds to me like this is just a preliminary because the court has also announced that they're going to be involved in listening to arguments on whether the president can do anything he wants to do under his constitutional powers. And this time, his appointee, Judge Gorsuch, will be sitting.
You referenced Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, who is apparently going to call a special session to, number one, extend mayoral control of schools. But of course, there are other issues, including extending sales tax to counties and the statute of limitations on child victims.
Well, we do know that the relationship between Cuomo and the legislature is really bad right now. And, you know, you can call him back, but that doesn't mean you're going to make them do anything. Or as the old saying goes, you can bring a horse to water, can't make him drink. The governor, of course, is a fierce enemy of the New York mayor, Bill de Blasio. And de Blasio needs to have his mayoral power over the schools extended. In the beginning, it was 7 years. Then they made it 6 years of extension. Then it was 1 year, and now it's no years. And this Republican Senate hates him because he tried to elect Democrats. This is de Blasio now, so they don't want to give him the year. Now, Cuomo is in a bad spot because he doesn't like de Blasio. 1 year is hardly sufficient. He says he's going to call him back so that the mayoral control in New York goes to 1 year. And of course, we don't really know whether he wants the issue or whether he's really doing it because he means it, that he wants that mayoral control extended. In Cuomo's case, you never know what his real agenda is.